This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. I welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project. Walhamdulillah. Another Wednesday evening, brothers and sisters, and our majlis of knowledge, our majlis of ilm, our majlis of dhikr, our majlis where we remember the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where we remember our creator, our khaliq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, walhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, our current series, the 40 ahadith of Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah, that great scholar of Al-Islam, that imam, that alim, that muhaddith, that faqih, that usuli rahimahullah. May Allah have mercy upon him and upon all of the scholars of Al-Islam. Brothers and sisters, in our previous majlis, we concluded hadith number 35. And now, bi-iznillahi ta'ala, we move on to hadith number 36, insha'Allah. Hadith number 36. An Abi Hurairata radiyallahu anhu, an al-Nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, man naffasa an mu'minin kurbatan min kurabi dunya, naffasa Allahu anhu kurbatan min kurabi yawmil qiyamah. Whoever relieves a believer, whoever naffasa, relieves from a believer one of his worries, one of his stresses, one of his calamities in this dunya, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will relieve him of a calamity, of a worry, of a disaster on yawmil qiyamah. وَمَنْ يَسَّرَ عَلَى مُعْسِرٍ يَسَّرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Whoever grants ease, whoever grants respite, whoever makes it easy upon the one who is in debt and he's unable to pay up, the mu'sir, the one who's in debt and he does not have enough of funds to pay, whoever makes it easy for him, then what? يَسَّرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Then in response, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make things easy for you in this world and in the hereafter. وَمَنْ سَتَرَ مُسْلِمًا سَتَرَهُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Whoever clothes or whoever conceals, both of them can apply, whoever conceals or covers up a Muslim, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cover him and conceal him in this dunya and in the hereafter. وَاللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the assistance of the slave. مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ. For as long as the slave is in the assistance of his brother. وَمَنْ سَلَكَ طَرِيقًا يَلْتَمِسُ فِيهِ عِلْمًا. And whoever seeks a path of knowledge, سَهَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ بِهِ طَرِيقًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via this path will make his path to paradise easy. وَمَا اجْتَمَعَ قَوْمٌ فِي بَيْتٍ مِّن بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ. And there's not a group that gathers in the house from amongst the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ. They recite from the book of Allah. وَيَتَدَارَسُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ. And they study it with one another. إِلَّا نَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةِ. Except that sakina, tranquility will descend upon them. وَغَشِيَتْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةِ. And the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will surround them, will envelope them. وَحَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. And the angels will also surround them. وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ. And Allah will remember them. Allah will make mention of them with those who are with Him. He will make mention of them in the company of the heavens. وَمَنْ بَطَّأَ بِهِ عَمَلُهُ لَمْ يُسْرِعْ بِهِ نَسَبُهُ. And whoever He slows down. He falls back. His actions do not enter him into paradise. If his actions don't take him forward, well, his lineage is not going to take him forward. If you are unable to get forward and move forward with your actions, then who you are and your lineage is not going to take you forward. Rawahu Muslim bihadha lafz. This hadith reported in Sahih Muslim with this wording. Walhamdulillah. A very beautiful hadith, very important hadith, brothers and sisters. We begin our explanation of this hadith number one, the takhrij. This hadith has been recorded by Imam Muslim, Imam Abu Dawood, At-Tirmidhi, Imam An-Nasa'i, Ibn Majah, and in the Musnad of Imam Ahmed. Various wordings of this hadith. Number two, general comments related to this hadith. Number one, this hadith is very similar to our previous hadith, hadith number 35, which dealt with brotherhood, walhamdulillah. And this hadith here mentions some of those acts, some of those actions which could strengthen, which can strengthen our brotherhood. We find that Muslims, we should help one another. Either you should remove the difficulties of the next person, or you should make things easy for the next person. He might be in a state of difficulty. Well, do whatever you can do to make him comfortable, to ease matters. And we should obviously not burden the next person more than they can bear. We learn from this hadith, and we find that this hadith encourages the Muslim to seek knowledge. To seek out ilm, to seek knowledge, that our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam states that talabul ilmi fariidatun ala kulli muslim. Seeking knowledge is an obligation upon every Muslim, subhanallah. And this hadith shows us that you want an easy path to paradise, well, seek knowledge. We also find the general comments related to this hadith that if a person does not do the above, does not move forward with his actions, he doesn't have what it takes to enter him into paradise, then his lineage, who his father was and his grandfather, etc., no matter how noble or how wealthy he might have been, it will not avail him. It will not take him forward, subhanallah. So that's the general comments related to this hadith. As for number three, the narrator of this hadith, then none other than that great scholar of the companions of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, none other than Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, and we discussed his biography in great detail when we discussed hadith number 9, walhamdulillah. Number 4, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, the explanation of this hadith, the detailed explanation. Our Nabi Muhammad ibn Abdullah salawatullahi wasalamuhu alayhi states, man nafasa an mu'minin kurbatan min kurabid dunya. What's nafasa and what does kurba mean? Well, nafasa means to lighten, to decrease the level, to decrease the magnanimity of the calamity, of the problem, of the issue, to decrease it. So whoever decreases an mu'minin for a believer, kurbatan. What's a kurba? Kurba is something which distresses the soul and preoccupies the mind. It's some difficulty, it's a problem, it's something which causes you to worry. And so whoever decreases this upon the believer, with regards to any of his stresses of this dunya, then what will you get in response? What will you get as a reward? نَفَّسَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ كُرْبَةً مِّن كُرَبِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will relieve from you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decrease from you one of your stresses, one of your worries, one of your difficulties on Yawm Al-Qiyamah, subhanallah. So we find that it is not sufficient that I do not harm the next person. It's not sufficient that I don't harm people. But rather, I should actively assist them in trying to remove their difficulties. That's one level beyond not harming the person, the next person. I should assist them in removing their difficulties. We find as the reward for this is that difficulties from me will be removed on Yawm Al-Qiyamah. And subhanallah, the ulama mentioned that Allah, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, did not mention that Allah will remove a difficulty from you in this dunya. But rather, the reward is difficulty will be removed from you in the hereafter. Why? Some ulama said because, the difficulties of this world, they don't amount to anything. Another group of scholars said, no, rather, it is because the most fitting and the best type of reward would be that you are rewarded in the hereafter. That reward is too great. You've done a deed and the reward from Allah is too great. You're not going to see it in this dunya. You will see it when you need it most in the hereafter, subhanAllah. As for the word nafasa, we said it is to lighten or it is to relieve a burden. But some of the versions of this hadith mention farraja. Farraja means to completely remove, that burden. So that's a higher level. That's a much stronger level. It's a much stronger term. And so one is to lighten the burden and to make things a bit more comfortable for the person, but you've not removed the difficulty. And the second one, farraja, you've completely removed the difficulty, and so your reward would obviously be higher, subhanAllah. You didn't lighten the burden, you removed the burden from that fellow Muslim, subhanAllah. And then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or rather, subhanAllah, through this hadith here we learn and we find that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraging us to do what? Encouraging us to assist the next person, encouraging us to remove the burdens from the next person, encouraging us to make the ta'awun ala al-birri wa taqwa, to cooperate upon righteousness, to cooperate upon birr wa taqwa. Wa la ta'awanu ala al-ithmi wal-udwan, and do not cooperate upon sin. And subhanAllah, look at the reward. The reward is that Allah will remove a difficulty from me on Yawm al-Qiyamah. What day? On Yawm al-Qiyamah, subhanAllah. On that day when the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, يَعْرَقُ النَّاسُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ حَتَّى يَذْهَبَ عَرَقُهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ سَبْعِينَ ذِرَاعًا وَيُلْجِمُهُمْ حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ أَذَانُهُمْ. That the people will sweat so profusely on the day of resurrection that their sweat will sink 70 units into the earth and it will rise up until it will reach the people's ears. Hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari. SubhanAllah, people's ears up to their ears in perspiration in their own sweat. Wouldn't you want some ease on that day? Wouldn't you want to be under the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yes, we would want. Well then seek out opportunities to relieve difficulties from people, subhanAllah. The one who is in the assistance of people, then this person will be saved from the difficulties in the hereafter. We find another hadith, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, تُدْنَ الشَّمْسُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنَ الْخَلْقِ حَتَّى يَكُونَ مِنْهُمْ كَالْمِقْدَارِ مِيلٍ. That the sun will be above the heads of the people, it will just be like a mile distance away, subhanAllah. فَيَكُونُ النَّاسُ عَلَىٰ قَدْرِ أَعْمَالِهِمْ فِي الْعَرَقِ. People will be in according to their actions, they will be in perspiration in their own sweat, subhanAllah. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَكُونَ إِلَىٰ كَعْبَيْهِ. Some of them, the perspiration will reach their ankles. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَكُونَ إِلَىٰ رُكْبَتَيْهِ. Some up to their knees. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَكُونَ إِلَىٰ حِقْوَيْهِ. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يُلْجِمُهُ الْعَرَقْ إِلْجَامًا. قَالَ وَأَشْعَارَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِيَدِهِ إِلَىٰ فَمِهِ. Some of them up to their ankles, some up to their knees, some up to their waist, some they would have the bridle of perspiration, and the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam pointed to his mouth, that they would be drowning in their own sweat and perspiration, subhanAllah. So brother, so sister, Ya Ahmed, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, if you assist somebody out there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove your difficulties on Yawm al-Qiyamah. SubhanAllah. And this removal of their difficulties, it could even be that you give them some time. Somebody needs some time. He needs somebody to talk to. You make dua for the person that Allah makes things easy for them, and you will get the same in response. In fact, multifold from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, وَمَنْ يَسَّرَ عَلَىٰ مُؤْسِرٍ يَسَّرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. And whoever eases matters, whoever removes the dire straits from a person who is in debt. He's in dire straits right now. And so you made things easy for him. Either you gave him more time to pay off the debt. وَإِنْ كَانَ ذُو عُسْرَةٍ فَنَظِرَةٌ إِلَى مَيْسَرَةٍ Surah Baqarah 280. And whoever's unable to make payment, you give them time until the time that they can pay. So you gave him time, walhamdulillah. Or for example, you wipe out the entire debt. وَأَنْتَ صَدَّقُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ Verse number 281, Surah Baqarah. You wipe out the entire debt. Brother, you know what? You don't owe me the money, it's fine. I know you are going through tough times. I know things are difficult. I wipe out the debt, subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. And your ihtisab, you hope for the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look here. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever grants ease to the person who is in debt and he cannot make payment, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show ease upon you in this world and in the hereafter. Subhanallah. Or for example, let's say you did not give the person time, nor did you wipe out the debt. It's maybe a debt owed to somebody else. And so you assist this person. You know, he needs to pay up. Maybe his house is going to be lost or whatever. And so you assist him in paying up his debt, subhanAllah. Then you will get this as the reward. Don't just help people, but rather have that intention that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to make things easy for you in this world and in the hereafter, subhanAllah. وَمَنْ سَتَرَ مُسْلِمًا سَتَرَهُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ And whoever conceals or whoever clothes, covers up, conceals the faults of a Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will conceal his faults in this world and in the hereafter. Subhanallah, what a reward. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions, مَنْ سَتَرَ عَوْرَةَ أَخِيهِ الْمُسْلِمِ سَتَرَ اللَّهُ عَوْرَتَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Whoever conceals his brother Muslim's private affairs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cover up his private affairs. وَمَنْ كَشَفَ عَوْرَةَ أَخِيهِ الْمُسْلِمِ كَشَفَ اللَّهُ عَوْرَتَهُ حَتَّى يَفْضَحَهُ بِهَا فِي بَيْتِهِ And whoever exposes, uncovers his brother Muslim's private affairs, then Allah will uncover his own private affairs to the point that he will be exposed. He will be exposed, even matters which occurred in his house, they will be exposed. Hadith recorded in the Sunan of Imam Ibn Majah. You cover up others, you will be covered up. You go out and expose people, Allah will expose you. Who's free from error? Everybody is a sinner. Everybody has issues and things that they do not want everybody else to know about, subhanAllah. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya ma'ashara man amana bilisanihi walam yadukhul al-iman qalbahu la taghdabul muslimin. O you who believe with the tongues, but faith has not entered into the hearts, do not backbite the Muslims. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا عَوْرَاتِهِمْ And do not search for the private matters. فَإِنَّهُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ عَوْرَاتِهِمْ يَتَّبِعُ اللَّهُ عَوْرَتَهُ وَمَنْ يَتَّبِعِ اللَّهُ عَوْرَتَهُ يَفْضَحُهُ فِي بَيْتِهِ Whoever searches for the private matters of others, Allah will follow up his own private matters. You will be exposed. And whoever Allah follows up and exposes you, then you will be exposed even if this act was done in the privacy of your own home. Hadith reported in the Musnad of Imam Ahmed and the Sunan of Imam Ibn Majah. So brothers and sisters, we learn from this that conceal and do not expose others. Conceal and do not expose others. Conceal and do not expose others, subhanAllah. If you are happy with the exposing of others, then in reality, this is a sign that there's a shortcoming in your faith. There's shortcoming in your faith, Allahumma musta'an. You know, there's a disease in the heart. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ Those who like that the lewd, sinful acts should be propagated among those who believe, then they will have a painful torment in this world and in the hereafter. Allahumma musta'an. But brothers and sisters, is this in all cases? What about, there's this crime, there's this sin, I need to report it to the authorities. So that would be excluded from this matter. Something that you need to report to the authorities. If this is an open, brazen, habitual sinner, you've warned and you've discussed and you've advised, etc. Then, based upon the situation, you could warn others with regards to this matter. Similar to how when somebody proposes, and if you know some stuff with regards to this person, he might not be suitable for this girl, or this girl might not be suitable for this guy, then you would be allowed to mention those important matters. And generally, if it, for example, is somebody who's not an open sinner, he's not an open sinner, then it is best if we conceal his mistakes and we conceal these matters. Especially if it's from the rights of Allah and it's not related to the rights of other people. I mean, if somebody stole something from somebody else, you don't say, well, you know what, I'm concealing this matter. No, this is the rights of others. And so you expose the matter so that the property can go back to the rightful owner. Also, if this, as we said, this is not an open sinner, it's somebody who, especially he is regretful right now, you know, he regrets committing this sin, and so it would be best to conceal this matter. If, for example, this person is not a habitual sinner, he is not an open, brazen sinner, if the sin has already been committed, it's over, the person is regretful, he's remorseful, then conceal the matter and leave it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will conceal your errors, your mistakes, and your sins, subhanAllah. Some of the ulama also mention that this part of the hadith can also include clothing others, because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever covers his brother Muslim, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cover him. And so this could mean the physical covering of clothing, or it could also include the physical clothing, and it could also mean the figurative, which is that you do not expose them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not expose you. Walhamdulillah. Hayyakum Allah ya mashaykh. Bi idhnillahi ta'ala, we take a short ad break, and when we return, we continue. Hayyakum Allah.